Songs in the Night for December 21st. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. Our text can only have a partial application to any kingdom of man during this present evil world, of which Satan has attempted to control as the prince thereof. Owing to the inherent weakness of our race, even its best specimens are far from absolute righteousness, and consequently no government of the present time, no government under imperfect men, can fulfill the predictions of our text. This is implied throughout the entire Scriptures, in which the Lord promises that He will establish His kingdom among men, and that under Emmanuel's government all the families of the earth shall be blessed. It is for this reason that the Lord's people still pray, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." It is for this reason that the Apostle declares that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth together in pain until now, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. The sons of God, the little flock with their head, the Lord Jesus, will, by and by, constitute the righteous who will be in authority, in power, in governmental control of the world by divine arrangement, based upon the great atonement sacrifice. Of that time and of that great ruler, head and body, it is written, "In his day shall the righteous flourish. In his day Satan shall be bound 1,000 years to deceive the people no more, and all the influences of righteousness and truth shall be let loose, that the world may be flooded with the light and knowledge of the glory of God. Under those blessed conditions, whosoever will may take of the water of life freely and live forever." Zion's Watchtower, 1903, page 446, hymn 149. The text again, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice." Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2.